It's RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweep. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, welcome to the Ralph Winterroad Show. Coming to you live out of Alaska. This is where you be. This is just amazing stuff. I'm telling you what, the Internal Revenue criminals, we are going to have a lot of fun with those criminals this year. It's getting black and white, and these are called unassailable facts or unambiguous statutes, backed up by court precedents. It's just absolutely killer stuff. Because you see, if they come after us, we need, the courts have held, we have to have actual notice. An actual notice is enough facts so that I can find out why you're coming after me. Now, I read that in the first case, hour, and I'm going to read this again because this is a killer stuff, because it's, how did our republic get to where somebody can come after my property and put me out of house, home, out on the street, and never go to court? This just seems, you just can't make this stuff up. This is the Supreme Court of the United States telling. See, there, all this stuff, there's ways to defeat it. The Creator gives us ways to defeat the devil. This is 463 U.S. 476, 1983. United States versus Bagot, B-A-G-G-O-T. This is on page 481. The IRS's decision is largely self-executing in the sense it has independent legal force of its own. How in the holy hell does an agency that technically doesn't even exist, that I could find, get independent legal force of its own? And it says, without requiring prior validation or enforcement of the court. So we don't need a judgment of even these kangaroo courts. And you're going to take my property? Really? Did I just step into the land of Oz or something? Fall down the rabbit hole? Well, what the heck's going on here? It goes on to say, the IRS need never go into a court to assess and collect the amount owed. It is empowered to collect the tax by a non-judicial means, such as levy on the property or salary, and they cite, too, 26 U.S.C. 6331, 6332, without having to prove to a court the validity of the underlying tax liability. You got to be kidding me. Somebody makes a claim, and they don't got to prove it in a court. Hey, I think you owe me about $1 million. And where you work, I'm going to come and start taking money. And where you're living, I'm going to take your stuff. Can you believe this? Of course, the matter, they call it a matter, may end up in a court if Baggett chooses to take it there. But that possibility does not negate the fact that the primary use which the IRS proposes to put the materials it seeks is an extrajudicial one. The assessment of a tax and the deficiency by the IRS. This is so important to understand. A citizen of the United States is a con. It's an absolute con. We have 12 organic amendments to the Constitution of the United States. They are prohibitions against Congress, except the 9th and the 10th. 10th says, guess what? What we didn't give you, we, the people or the states, we're going to keep it. What we didn't delegate to you, you can't get. I read it. We'll go down here to the 10th Amendment. How could that have no bearing today? That's a killer idea if you just stop and think about the concept. 10th Amendment, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Now, the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, North Carolina and some other ones took it up, said this is unconstitutional. I said, oh no, the 14th Amendment trumps the 10th. Is that true? What the hell happened to the states and they're talking about in this or the several states and the people? Us, you and me. What happened to the 10th Amendment? Well, if you signed up to be something else because you see Esau in the Bible, and I thought what I found, put that with Esau, that he lost his birthright. He surrendered his birthright for some porridge, lentil beans, and he lost his lineage and property rights. And the Creator was pissed at him when it was all over. I think that's in Romans or something. You see, they can't do that to us. You have to expatriate. Expatriate. We always have a status of the law of the land in one of the several states. Always. Unless you expatriate. That's why they keep having to, everything you sign up is always under the penalties of perjury. I'm a citizen of the United States, true and correct, or true, correct, and complete. It's always there, embedded somewhere. I guarantee you. That's what they're doing to us. But they have to get us to keep signing up. Because every time we do anything, Social Security, bank account, driver's license, insurance, it's always embedded there somewhere. Guaranteed, without exception. Who can legislate for citizens of the United States? According to the articles, or actually articles, not amendments, 13th, 14th, 15th, this is articles, it says Congress. Congress created these things in 1866. You have the same rights as a white citizen. same rights as a white citizen. You can find this today and codified in 42 U.S.C. 1981, 1982, and 1988. 1982 or 1991 is 42 U.S.C. 1991, 1992. Where is the discrimination in that? Hey, where are all you race baiters? Sharpton, where is you, boy? Don't you understand that there is discrimination? It was created for the Negroes, period. Not for white folk. They put it in the 14th, and they very quietly, in 1870, once they got the baseline for the con, says, oh, by the way, you know all you black folk? You can be naturalized. Yay! And you'll be equal in all respects. You'll actually have political rights, but we're not going to tell nobody because y'all ain't smart enough out there, us. None of us are. I guarantee you, I've been conned by this nonsense for decades. Because you have to have access to Westlaw, and you have to have all the statutes at large of the United States, which are not all statutes at large, but you have to have them all at your fingertips to be able to read. This con is so, I've got these different pieces that all just fall together, is so clever. Not done by man. It's done by Satan, the devil, whatever you want to call that slimy whatever he is. So, that's why this actual notice is a killer. But the thing is, before you can do actual notice, it's required to get your status of who you are in the public record. It becomes self-authenticating. Evidence Rule 901, number 7. You have to understand that you are a national of the United States. By the way, it's a citizen national. Shows up, by the way, on your passport if you go look on the right-hand side. That's to make it constitutional. Now, when they ask you on the fill out the passport, it only says U.S. citizen, which is not defined technically for in that world. That's a bogus way to say, well, we're hiding what we're doing here. But to look at the bottom of the application, down at the bottom, it will have citizen/national of the United States. And it's on the passport. That makes it legally and lawfully correct. This is how they do this con. It's done so cleverly. These guys figure out all kinds of ways. If you don't scrutinize what you're reading and look at the definitions, you have no clue. I guarantee you. There's nobody that can sign any government form and know all of the ramifications of it. It's just impossibility. It's not possible. There's just so many of them and so many arms of these definitions. But when we understand who we are, and then we understand that the root of the tree, if you are not a citizen of the United States, none of the BS going on today as application, because all of these states are under the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, and they define a state means is exclusive new use of a term or a phrase. It's exclusive for wherever it's used. If it says dog means cat, if it says dog means a toilet, every place I see the word dog, they're actually talking about my toilet. That's how crazy this is. I'm not kidding you. It is beyond belief when you understand it legally. It's absolutely unbelievable. Where do we find this stuff? Well, first of all, you got to go to the findings. 52 U.S.C. 20501. Findings. The Congress finds. What does that mean? What do they do? Open up, they open up Pandora's box and they found a treasure? What? Finds. The right of citizens of the United States to vote is a fundamental right. Yeah, you can be not discriminated to get in that character. Absolutely true. Absolutely true. It's a con, though, because then you go to the next part, the definitions, which is now codified in 52 USC 205-02, 52 USC 205-02. It says the term state in quotation mark means a state of the United States and the District of Columbia. So now the District of Columbia only has citizens of the United States. The state of the United States only legislates, just like in D.C., for citizens of the United States, because you have to sign up to be that. With a few exceptions, I think Florida is a citizen of the United States of America. That still don't get you nowhere. State of the United States. What happened to the several states? And if you're equally tied in to, it says, and the District of Columbia. These two things go together. And then it says above it, the term, quote, federal office, in quotation mark, has the meaning in section 30101, number 3. This is one of the things that they do. They always like to start linking stuff together, and you just got to have the little bit of wherewithal to go and look it up. They can't put it all together because the con, you never want to put it together, all together. You never want to make it simple. In 552 USC 30101, definitions. The term federal office in quotation mark means the office of the president, not the president of the United States, office of the president or vice president or senator or representative in or the delegate or resident commissioner to the Congress. To the Congress, not of the Congress. This whole sentence is nonsense. But it's enough to still blow them out of the water because the elections for every state is only for those fictional president, vice president, Congress, and the commissioners in D.C. And if we can prove that D.C. is sitting exclusively as a municipal entity called a municipal corporation under the United States, absolutely true, only for citizens of the United States. And this is how we can tie directly this, quote, state of the United States out here is acting in a municipal entity. Whether it's a municipality or a municipal corporation, I don't know, but it's a municipal entity. Supreme Court says if you're operating in D.C., you're a municipal entity. And the citizen of the United States is stuck. Now, the amendments only say Congress can enforce these things. How? What are these states doing legislating for citizens of the United States? Because they're acting just exactly like D.C. In the District of Columbia, it can legislate as a municipal corporation for citizens of the United States. Absolutely. And how they did it out here, it takes two things. One is you have to have the Buck Act that says we're deemed to be in the federal area. And then they have to entice us, say, oh, the only way you can show up and, quote, vote is a citizen of the United States. Isn't this interesting? So now if we can prove, which I can, let's look at a couple of cases. This is going to be so much fun with this actual notice. Because when you give them actual notice of your status and you demand you want to know a determination of actual status that you're a citizen of the United States. The courts can't do it. 28 USC 2201. They can't do it. It says they can't. Well, how do you get personal jurisdiction if you can't determine that I'm a taxpayer, which is 5 USC 552A, citizen of the United States? That's an individual. Oh, we trick you. We get you to volunteer, or we just run over you because you make all these statements and pleadings, but you don't have any evidence. You can't make unfounded statements and motions and think to get these guys. It's not going to happen. They'll just run over you. They'll come out, well, there's no evidence of this, or the courts have it. There's been no holdings of this, or that. Some BS nonsense. Not going to happen. They'll just run right over you, keep right on trucking. You're going to be shaking your head. Well, I tried it. See, it don't work. That's not quite the way to beat these guys. We have to sit down and analyze the problem. You can't beat a problem until you can analyze what they're doing and how they're doing it. Then you can come up with solutions. And there's some really nasty ones that they really don't like. I dang guarantee you they really don't like some of this stuff because they can't go there. One is United States of America is a sovereign body politic. All cases in the United States District Court, you will never see, quote, United States only. Only United States of America. Now, what's really interesting is if you go read some of these cases that they use. See, I go read these cases. I like to look at their stuff. This latest case where California and 16 other places, the state of Colorado, the state of Connecticut, state of Delaware, state of Hawaii, state of Illinois, state of Maine, state of Maryland, attorney general on behalf of the people, behalf of, for the benefit of the people of Michigan, that's smoke and mirrors, state of Minnesota, state of Nevada, state of New Jersey, state of New Mexico, state of New York, state of Oregon, and the Commonwealth of Virginia. They filed against Trump on his executive order. Now, what they did is the state of California, represented by and through its attorney general, is a sovereign state of the United States of America. What the hell is that? State of California is a sovereign state of the United States of America. I've got to research this out because it shows up in Westlaw. Now, it might be considered a sovereign state of the United States of America pre-Constitution of the United States. Because the United States of America was the Articles of Confederation. And these were states. They were sovereign. They were sovereign even under the Constitution of the United States. So I don't know what, I don't quite understand. I'm going to find out because you see the same thing that is really quite interesting. Let me go down here and look at another one. And this just hammers the heck out of them. You go in and look at the complaint in another one, which is where Sessions went after this sanctuary city. It says right here, defendant, state of California is a state of the United States. That means they're only citizens of the United States. Thank you very much. That's was filed by the DOJ under Sessions, Eastern District of California. That was 2-18-CharlieVictor-490. State of the United States. Where did the several states go? This was filed by the, quote, Department of Justice under Sessions. Now we have all these other ones that filed, all these other ones, every one of them said they're a sovereign state of the United States. Now, I say I don't know what that means yet, but the only thing it could mean legally is that they were a sovereign, quote, state, but these other ones couldn't. Because you see, like Nevada and some of those, or Hawaii, hey, guess what? They weren't there yet. They weren't the original. They didn't exist. But we're going to find out. And then it gets even better yet when they get down to, let's see here, plain if we get down to the United States, I want to see what they said here with the United States. They say Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America. By the way, that is in the Constitution of the United States because he's a president of the Articles of the United States of America. He's also the president of the United States because he has access. He has executive power outside of the several states, outside of the Constitution of the United States for territories and possessions and all that stuff. So that could be defended. But what says is here, defendant, United States of America is responsible for enforcing laws that are consistent with the United States Constitution. You know what you just read there? Consistent with. Consistent. What does that mean? That's just smoke and mirrors. And then they use United States Constitution. That's the compounding of nouns, United States, describing a constitution and not the Constitution of the United States. See, these guys know how to use their stuff. And we have to learn how to spot it. I mean, once you see what they're doing, it's just all glare. It's just glaring. But how amount United States of America is responsible for enforcing the laws that are consistent with the United States Constitution? Technically, and I can't prove this now, United States Constitution starts with the 13th Amendment up. That's only for citizens of the United States. And those are articles. They say at the end of most of them, they're an article. How can you have a bona fide Bill of Rights amendment and say it may be enforced by legislation? First 12 don't. How come they don't have that? They're different. Do we know the 10th Amendment and the citizens of the United States are not compatible? Absolutely, because the courts have said the 14th trumps under the Voting National Voter Registration Act of 1993. The 10th Amendment is trumped. It doesn't have any effect. Did you know that the 10th Amendment doesn't have any effect? Is that amazing? Stop and think about that. The people and the several states, it doesn't have any effect because it's a fictional. See, these are the things I got to put into logic and briefs with their stuff, taking it and shoving it right in their face. They're telling us what they're doing. When you get enough background, understand, and we are right now at the absolute root. They cannot exist without citizen of the United States. That is an absolute. Once that is gone, they're done. Is it true that a citizen of the United States owes under the Internal Revenue Code to volunteer? Absolutely. I agree. It's your stuff. I agree. I don't disagree at all. But you see, I want actual notice that I am a citizen of the United States and with enough facts that I can go to court and withstand a motion to dismiss. And that tolls your statutory 6-year thing under the Federal Court of Claims. Because if you won't do that and until I have actual notice, enough information, it tolls the statute of limitations. The courts cannot make that determination. That's a killer because they can't. There's no way they can. It's unbelievable. They can't go there. This is just, like I say, this is just getting so good. It's just unbelievable. I'm trying to find the other one here. Where is the one I'm looking for here? I'm missing one here. Anyway, I'm looking for this one case. Here it is right here. This is the one I wanted to read because this is a killer case. This is one of them backed up by many Supreme Court cases. and this is HEALD versus District of Columbia. This is 259 U.S. 114. It's a 1922 case, HEALD. It says that, boy, I tell you, it's a killer. Finally, that what they were complaining about here is taxation without representation. Back in a minute.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendovite.
And we're back here, and two things. This is killer stuff, boy. I'm telling you, because it's just coming apart. The IRS, for the people who actually want to do this, we can conclusively prove the foundation that a citizen of the United States and the Internal Revenue Code are lockstep. They cannot be separated. And it all the stuff goes on in D.C. And the states are legislating for citizens of the United States is exactly like the District of Columbia. They're a municipal corporation, municipal entity, whatever it is, but it's municipal. There's two cases that really, there's actually three. This one I just said, this one is about taxation without representation. Finally, it is earnestly contended that the act is void because it subjects the residents of the district to taxation without representation. Residents of the district lack the suffrage. They lack the suffrage. But there's the elected suffrage is having the constitutional right to elect the government. Suffrage, elective franchise, and have politically no voice in the expenditure of the money raised by taxation. Money so raised is paid into the Treasury of the United States, where it is held, not as a separate fund for the district, but subject to the disposal of Congress like other revenues raised by federal taxation. The objection that the tax is void because these facts are fundamental and comprehensive. It is not limited on the application of tax on intangibles, but goes to the validity of taxation of all residents of the district. Anything you got. If sound, it would seem to apply not only to the taxes levied upon the residents for the district for the support of the district, but also to these taxes which are levied upon them for the support generally of the government of the United States. Here's the killer. It is sufficient to say that the objection is not sound. There is no constitutional provision which so limits the power of Congress that taxes can be imposed only on those who have political representation. And the cases are many which laws levying taxes for the support of the government of the district have been enforced during the period in which the residents have been without the right of suffrage, and they cite six Supreme Court cases. That comes out of... Stop and think about that. Because you're a citizen of the United States. Now, let's look at another one. Case. This is a killer, too. Cook versus Tate, T-A-I-T. This is 1924. This is 265 U.S. 47, 1924. They're telling us exactly what they're doing. It says, in other words, now this guy was in Mexico. And it says here, the yacht tax was outside the United States, but owned by a citizen of the United States who was permanently a resident and domiciled in a foreign country. He's in Mexico now. Here's what they're saying. Boy, they're telling you what they're doing right here. In other words, the principle was declared that the government, by its very nature, benefits the citizen. What's a benefit? Anytime you get a benefit, that's a Hayburn, Muskrat, Babcock is a killer, all these different ones. The Supreme Court says, anytime you accept a benefit, shut the hell up because you got no rights and no remedies. So it says, benefits the citizen and his property wherever found, and therefore has the power to make the benefit complete. To make the benefit complete. The benefit. Or to express another way, the basis of the power to tax was not and cannot be made dependent on the citizen of the property in all cases, being in or out of the United States, nor was not and cannot be made dependent on the domicile of the citizen. So they don't care where the property is. They don't care where you are. Domicile now. That being in or out of the United States, but lie upon his relation as a citizen of the United States and the relation of the latter to him as a citizen. In other words, if you want the protection and the benefits of a citizen of the United States, under the plenary power of Congress, no matter where you are, they can come and get you and your stuff. Consequence of the relation is that of a native citizen who is taxed may have domicile, and the property from which his income is derived may have citizens in a foreign country. And the tax be legal, the government having the power to impose the tax. So therefore, here we go. Supreme Court says, no matter if you are a citizen of the United States, they don't give a hell where you are. You can be in Mexico, and we're going to come get you and your stuff. Does it get any clearer than that? Sheesh. Unbelievable. Then we've got another one. Let me find it here just a minute. I got so many Supreme Court cases. One that's really a read, if you have not read it, is 185, the American Law Review, FED 155. That is an extreme, it goes into the 10th Amendment and all that. That we don't have the 10th Amendment rights, we got nothing. How did the 10th Amendment get overthrown? That's what I'd like to know. How in the hell did we get outside of the 10th Amendment? Because you and I have a right, but it's a con, to sign up to be something else in the outside world. I love being under the plenary power of Schumer and Pelosi. God, you can't beat that, can you? You have no rights or remedies to anything. Let's see what this says. This is the Court of Appeals of the Ninth Circuit, 734 F2D 1322. And this was United States versus Jenkins. What does it say? It says here, where Congress legislates with respect to the District of Columbia and federal enclaves, it acts as a state government with all the powers of a state. And they cite a Supreme Court case. And we are a state of the United States because of our status of wanting citizens of the United States. So therefore, that because a federal enclave and a federal area are the same, by the way, I looked that up. So they're talking about the same thing. Well, now let's get down to this next part here. Get down a little farther. Let's see here. It says here, Clause 17, this is Article 1, Clause 17, I think it's Section 8, does not distinguish between the District of Columbia and federal enclaves. And we find it indistinguishable from the instant case in controlling the power of Congress over federal enclaves that come within Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 is obviously the same as the power of Congress over the District of Columbia. Obviously the same as the state of the United States because, guess what? And it says the Constitution does not require all federal criminal law to be enforced before an Article 3 court. No. Only within these several states. Only because, see, the 14th Amendment doesn't have any application in D.C. 15th Amendment doesn't have any application there. 13th Amendment don't have any application there. So what's going on here? And that's what I got to look and see, because the civil forfeiture thing that just came out, they said they could get to the 8th Amendment by and through the 14th Amendment, which is the character of the United States. That comes out of Cruikshank and Slaughterhouse. So under the character of a citizen of the United States, a fictional character, they can enforce, because the 1 through 8 are prohibitions on Congress doing stuff. The organic amendments are 1 through 12. 9 and 10. 10 especially is what is in there is reserved to the states or to the people. And under the National Voter Registration Act that every state is using without exception, which is only for citizens of the United States, the courts have said the 10th Amendment don't have a damn thing to do with it. That ought to be a wake-up call. 1 through 12 is for the people in the several states and only for the legislatures of the several states. After we get through with 12, guess what? They don't have anything to do with it. So the Constitution of the United States, we have, this is why it gets confusing. Because we have the jurisdiction where Congress has plenary power in the district. Let's start off with the constitutional way it's set up. They have plenary power in the District of Columbia, territories and possessions. They have plenary power in land, forts, arsenals, and needful buildings. They are limited in the several states by what's in Article 1. But now, so we have the jurisdiction of the, in where they have plenary power, then they have limited power outside, so they have plenary power over D.C., ports, arsenals, possessions, and territories. They have limited power in the several states. Everything else is supposed to be within the several states. Now we come along and we create the 14th Amendment. And we went and we made a national citizenship the priority, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, and there's all kinds of requirements to being subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Now, you know, with this common sense, if you press a damn law, like if before that, and say subject to the jurisdiction thereof, if you're domiciled in Texas, under a law of Texas, by damned, you are subject. You don't have to say subject. It applies. They don't have to prove subject to the jurisdiction thereof. It's so ludicrous when you stop and think about the logic of these things. Subject to the jurisdiction, it's got all kinds of requirements. Well, let's see, I broke them. Maybe I'm murdered, but I'm not sure if I'm subject to the jurisdiction if this murder is not. Really? Or I'm a thief or whatever. Preposterous. So we have the Organic Amendments 1 through 12, and we have these articles. Well, look at it. They say so to men, articles. So that's the United States Constitution. That I can't prove. That is my logic. Because when they use it, they say United States Constitution. Do they not know it says Constitution of the United States inside? Do they not know that you have to take an oath to support the Constitution of the United States? Do they not know there's a government of the United States? Do they not know in Article 6 there's laws of the United States? We've got these pleadings now. This one where California and these other 16, they're talking about laws of the United States of America. Consistent with. Consistent. How does consistent with? A law you either violated or you don't. Consistent is smoke and mirrors, social media nonsense. It's unbelievable. And this is the Supreme Court now. The Supreme Court is going along with a lot of this stuff because if you don't bring the right thing to the Supreme Court of the United States, they're not going to go your way. Even in law. But how many people know this? How many people is going to? The lawyers aren't going there. Just like I went over to the Legislative Information Office, our courts up here are nothing more than a Black Lobe bar member. How do they lock the black-robed law guy of the Alaska bar member down? They changed the name of the court from the 3rd District to the 3rd Judicial District. Then they made all, if you want to join our little limited thing called the bar, Rule 5 and Rule 64, you take an oath. You can only operate in what's called administrative 3rd Judicial Districts. They can't do constitutional law. So if you go over to the 3rd District, we're going to disbar you. You can't play with us no more. The legislature of the state of Alaska is bound by, I think it's Rule 61 or 91 in their civil, I forget the one, the criminal. They play in a sandbox. They cannot legislate against the rules of court put out by the bar. Can you believe this? It's an automatic veto. They have to say, oh, I want to go against this rule of court that the bar members made up. This is just unbelievable. I tell you what, when I went over there, did I get a scowl off of these people? Because I said, as soon as I give you actual notice, you then are classed as a domestic enemy, and I can sue your butt. That's how we can defeat the Internal Revenue criminals. As soon as we can conclusively prove that the Internal Revenue Code is only for citizens of the United States, which I can do in D.C., they have to fill out a DC-40 form. They use the same W-2s, the same W-4s, the same 1099s, say everything. And the Supreme Court says, I don't care where you be, you are receiving a benefit for that status that we can track you down even in Mexico. To start to get it clear, what they will not do is tell you that you are these courts, you go in and people said, oh, I'm not a citizen of the United States. Well, you have to get it into the public record so that it becomes self-authenticating. You have to understand 8 U.S.C. 1101A22B. I am not a citizen of the United States, but I do owe permanent allegiance to the United States, absolutely. I want the protections of our republic. We can never get the damn thing back. So we have amendments 1 through 12 are organic. The other ones are articles. The 10th Amendment doesn't have anything to do with the citizen of the United States. Courts have said so. Because if you are voting under the, all of these elections, National Voter Registration Act, as a citizen of the United States, the 10th Amendment doesn't have anything to do with it. Did you know that? They're not telling you that. See, I'm going to get some stuff put up so that we can send it to all of our senators and representatives, and I want them, we're going to expose those people. I want an answer. You guys are legislating for citizens of the United States, and I need some answers. I want to know, actual notice, how I am a citizen of the United States. Or do you legislate for citizens of the several states, which they can't do? They cannot touch the citizen of one of the several states or the people of the several states. Congress can't reach them. But we have to prove, the thing is, everything is upside down. We have to prove who we are instead of them being bound by the Constitution and legislating for who they have the authority to, because they have tricked us into signing up as a citizen of the United States. They don't offer the other. And if you go ask them, because before I figured all this out, I've asked the Department of Elections, well, go talk to a lawyer. Oh, that's going to be enlightening. Because a lot of them are dumber than a rock. They don't know. The thing is, they don't want to know. Back in a minute.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, we're back here, and I forgot, I didn't see this here. Mark in Florida, sorry about that. I see you've been sitting there for 20 minutes. I ignored you. I just been looking at Skype. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Just keep giving us information, Ralph. I don't mind. I wanted to ask you, you mentioned that 1924 court case, was it 165 U.S. 41 or 265 U.S. 41?
What was it about? What was I talking about?
It was a 1924...
Let me go back here and look and see. But I just do this off the top of my head. Let's see here. In just a minute, I will tell you which one it is. Let's see. This one is One of them is 29 U.S. 114. That is a 1922 case. Okay? That's the one that says taxation without representation and all the other one. The other one I was talking about is Tate. And let me find it here just a minute. That one there was... come on, come up here. Got the top up here now. That one there was 1924. That was 265 U.S. 47, 1924 case. Still good law. Never has, hadn't been overturned. No negative treatment.
Okay. Well, I wanted to mention that Zero Hedge had an article of the real history of the income tax. So if you go to Zero Hedge and put in income tax in the search, it'll bring up that story, and it tells the couple of senators, one from Texas, that had a hand in creating the income tax out of tariffs, and how they were the scoundrels and liars that they are and have always been, are setting it up so they can make money for their buddies off of this.
What's the year this was written? When did they say the income tax, when they started this?
Well, I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Can you download it as a PDF?
Well, no, it's on Zero Hedge. It's an article on Zero Hedge.
Okay, well, can you copy and paste it or send me the link or something so I can, without have to try to figure out where it is, okay?
Yeah, I can do that.
And by the way, use IRS at AlaskaMinuteMan.com.
Okay. And I just wanted to, because this seems speculation, but the 14th Amendment, we were told, was designed to give the freed slaves a place to call a citizen, because I guess they couldn't become state citizens. And since
Well, they actually could. What the 14th did was give them a civil rights. In 1870, they could be naturalized. Then they could become a citizen of one of the several states.
Well, that was 1970. That wasn't back in...
I'm sorry. 1870. It should be 1870. 2 years later, Congress had an epiphany. Oh, you know, we could have naturalized y'all. It was a con. They had to set... This thing has all been set up when you were... All the stuff that I can prove now, that's why I got to get it drawn. I got to get it all lined out. But all these things all come together. They have to set set this foundation. And then they put in this little thing over here. Then they put in this, and all of a sudden you get a whole picture of the puzzle. You say, you lying bastards, you. Unbelievable what they've done to us.
It's been a con since the beginning of time, I guess. It's always been a con. What I don't find the exact words, but where Congress has plenary powers, what does that mean? They can make it lawful or legal to behead
plenary
people?
Plenary is they have absolute power to legislate in the District of Columbia, territories, and possessions. Whatever they say goes. And it's supposed to be within what, quote, is called the confines of the Constitution of the United States.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. So they can't legislate that we can behead you because we don't like your color of your hair.
Right. Absolutely. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks. I hope people learned something today. The federalities are everywhere. And God willing, we will see y'all next Sunday.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic.